As we continue through the pandemic, we have been talking to Ron Samford, who is president and CEO of Metairie Bank. He joins us every Wednesday afternoon. Ron, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Scoot. Glad to be here.
All right, so the 15th anniversary of Katrina is coming up. Recall, if you can, the economic impact that Katrina had, and then let's project as to the economic impact that might be felt from Laura.
Well, of course, Katrina was a tremendous economic impact, and it turned out to be a very favorable economic impact. But, of course, originally nobody had anything. And then as the insurance claims began pouring in and the insurance company started paying off on those claims, people started spending that money on appliances with contractors, new roofs, furniture. All of those industries do very well after disasters like this. And so once the money started flowing, and then combined with the FEMA money that everybody's aware of, I think we ultimately now have spent close to $15 billion on revitalizing and improving the levee system here. So all those monies were coming in. So what initially was very, very dark time for New Orleans and the surrounding area ultimately turned into a positive, although that took 5 to 10 years.
I look at some of the things that have changed in New Orleans, especially the downtown area. And, you know, nobody would have wanted Katrina to happen, obviously. But it was a challenge. And with every challenge, and we've talked about this with the pandemic in general, with every challenge, there lies an opportunity to better oneself, to reassess things. And it seems as if the city, the positive impact on the city has been, you know, more than measurable.
I think this is absolutely a true statement. I think people took advantage of, you know, you either see those challenges as really hurting you or you see them as opportunities. And I think the folks that see those as opportunities took advantage of that and really turned the city around in a big, big way. A lot of different people were involved in that effort, too.
And 15 years ago, Hibernia was a major bank in downtown New Orleans, and they had to, like, vacate the entire downtown area.
No question. Just to kind of set that scene, if you recall, Hibernia National Bank was the largest bank in the state of Louisiana. We had about $25 billion in assets, and the bank was sold to Capital One out of McLean, Virginia. And that deal was supposed to close on November 1st, and the storm, of course, struck the 29th of August. And we had over 3,000 employees in downtown New Orleans. We had about 9,000 employees in total. And so there were several issues immediately came into play. Number one, in the merger and acquisition agreement, there's always what's known as a material adverse change clause that would allow the purchaser to get out of the deal if these certain things occurred. And, of course, Katrina is the epitome of a material adverse change.
Yeah.
And so while they were a great help to us in trying to recover, they were also kind of looking at us as did they still want to get married, so to speak. So it was a real dance. And, you know, interestingly, we were one of the largest real estate operators in the state back then with branches in really every location. And to take those 3,000 employees out of downtown New Orleans, and I'd say 2,000 of them were what we would call essential workers. And of course, we had 300 branches in Texas and Shreveport and three different states. And so those people didn't care about Katrina. So we still had to be able to operate the company and process those transactions. And overnight, we became a real estate company. We were looking to put people up all over and oftentimes competing with the state, who was also trying to get workers down here to be prepared to rebuild, and competing with people, other people who were trying to get out of harm's way. And we were trying to find that. We found housing in Lake Charles and Shreveport and Baton Rouge and Dallas and Houston. We were moving people all over, and certainly was disruptive to their families, but we needed those folks to be able to continue to operate the business. It was a remarkable everywhere.
Ron, we just talked about how New Orleans turned this horrific negative of Katrina into a positive with certain developments. And I think that the people who came here to help with Katrina, out of the goodness of their heart, the people who volunteered, who came here to help, they fell in love with the city and they stayed. And I think that collectively, I think that group had an impact on the direction of the city as well.
I agree wholeheartedly. This whole new initiative, I guess, particularly backed by GNO Inc. these days, but certainly others, towards entrepreneurship and technology companies, is all the result of volunteers coming to help from Katrina. As you say, love the area, love the people, and decided that they would stay and they'd make a difference. And a lot of them are the small business and the entrepreneurs that are making such an impact today.
Well, from your perspective as president and CEO of Metairie Bank, and you've got locations outside of Metairie, we should mention that as well. But Ron, since the city of New Orleans was able to benefit because of commerce, because of just the nature of the city, will an area like, because there's the population is not as dense where Hurricane Laura is going to hit, it's going to be devastating. Is that area around the Texas-Louisiana border, is that area less populated? Is that going to still be prone to improvements and to benefits?
I think so. I think those folks in Cameron Parish last time when Rita blew through not that long after Katrina, they were pretty devastated back then as well. We had locations in all throughout that area, and they were leveled basically. And they rebuilt. Yeah. They came back. And I think they will again, although we should note that a lot of that area with all of the huge plants that are built, they are really built to weather hurricane-level winds.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think when they talk about total destruction and unrecognizable, those will be there. And those workers will need to, they may be in trailers for a while, but they'll be coming back in and getting that feeling again.
I'm also reading a new poll from Associated Press showing that because of the pandemic and because of what essentially is, you know, it's not a total shutdown, but it certainly is a slowdown in our lives and in going out and spending money. And a lot of places are closed. And I know a lot of people would have been spending a lot of money in bars that they haven't been spending in bars. The survey shows 45% of Americans are putting aside more savings than ever before, and 26% are paying down their debt faster.
That's so true, and that is the government stimulus coming into play to try to keep the economy afloat, even though people cannot go to work in many cases.
Yeah.
So there has not yet been an impact, a noticeable impact, from all of these people being out of work, and we don't know if that government stimulus stops, if that's going to be the carry-on effect. Is all of a sudden past dues go up and people aren't paying their rent anymore. We'll have to see.
Ron Sanford, President, CEO of Metairie Bank, thank you for your time and information this afternoon on WWL.
Thanks, Scoot. Take care.
All right.